Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
All right, let's move on. So going to the playoffs, Nick, your thoughts. What is, you gave him a 10, so there are
We're
none.
We're winning a fucking championship. But if, get ready.
If you had to make one up for conversation's sake, what is the biggest weakness of this team? What concerns you?
I'm Nick Nurse.
Oh, come on.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. No, I got questions.
Do it.
You mean White Casey?
I don't know if Nick Nurse is good at his job.
He's better than Dwayne Casey.
I don't know.
He's better than Dwayne Casey. People were tweeting at us the other day with like montages of plays the man made. There were no rocks. There was nothing. It was plays. He's fine.
Every play that I've seen, I'm like, oh, Dwayne Casey would do the exact same
thing. No, it's not.
Oh,
this man dribbling. Pounds the playbook.
Yeah. Okay. Well played.
Does he pound the playbook?
Okay, Nick Nurse.
That's my concern.
Okay.
Is I don't know if Nick Nurse is better than Dwayne Casey.
That's all right. Nick's cut off. That's fine. Let's go down the other way now, Tim.
Come on.
Is there a weak? Okay. What are your thoughts on that? And also a weakness going into the playoffs that you're concerned about?
Nurse is fine. All coaches are fine.
Thanks,
no
Tim.
One has any clue what any coach does for 90% of their job. Uh-huh. Coaches are fine. The bench is the problem. I mean, like, after you get past Van Vliet, probably, and Ibaka, probably, it's a tire fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's going to be a problem. I don't care if they end up going like 8, 9, 10 deep because they have the personnel to do it. That bench is a problem, and teams are going to throw things at them to make them play them. And, you know, if you're going to be scared about something, I'd be scared about that.
Okay. I actually agree with the bench take and want to talk about it, but more importantly, I need to stand up to you.
Yeah, that's right. It's just, we found the one Nick Nurse stand. There's the only one. Go ahead.
I will defend Nick Nurse and Fred VanVleet.
It's like your third uncle, Nick Nurse?
He just, I mean, like, I also was skeptical for a long time.
Yeah.
But he's been rounding in a form recently. Like, the offense has gotten way more scripted. The guys have been playing better.
Honestly, the last thing I remember was an ISO for Kawhi to win a game. And I was like,
yo, that was the Heat game right now. That was literally the last game.
The last thing I remember in that game.
That's
was...
why I remember.
It's a good memory.
Last thing I remember in that game was winning after like a 1-3 pick and roll, like swing, three from the corner. It was the same play that happened in the end of regulation. But
you're making me
Kawhi
sick,
like waved off the screen, and in overtime he came on and they didn't switch. Kawhi or Kyle rolled and they got a three. That was like, it wasn't because of Nick Nurse that he isolated. Kawhi waved off the screen.
Mm.
Right? He's been doing a great job. He's had a great season.
Preach.
Why?
I mean,
how?
Okay, Nick. If you coach the Raptors this year, will we win 58 games?
We're winning 63.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Said 10. You just said you have a confidence level of 10.
Because it doesn't matter. He could sabotage it. He can't. If he just, he's like, guys, go play hard. God bless y'all. I think we're fine. But if he's like, you should do this, it'll. You might fuck up everything.
My favorite thing lately is Nick Nurse talking about how he has a playoff gear. He's like, yo, I got plays, but I can't show you right now because she goes to a different school. Like, it's like it's on that level of like, yo, in the playoffs, like I'm gonna show you these plays. They're gonna be different. No, but I mean, I have no issues with Nick Nurse, to be honest. Like, it's fine. Like,
he's fine.
He's fine. Yeah. He's like a substitute teacher.
What is your concern? Jesus Christ.
No. It's just like, you know, there's not a lot of discipline. It's like, oh, you want to practice? You want to watch a movie today in class? Like, yeah, go for it.
That's what they've been talking about. They're like, oh, we don't practice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we're all rested because we don't fucking practice basketball.
That sounds great.
Lots of film.
It's a fun uncle.
Right. That's what you want coaching that championship team.
So then, Will, do you have a concern?
Lose his cousin.
Do you have a concern going into the playoffs, Will?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the bench. I said earlier, like, I'm a little bit worried about Kyle a little bit. I think his playmaking role now is not as, like, he's basically just passing a lot now. But there's a couple games here where he's like, there's that clip that went around of, like, Nick Nurse, like, whispering to Nate Bjorkgren on the bench, and he was like, Kyle only has 4 points. And I was like, yeah, Kyle only has 4 points. And it's like, Kyle has 4 points a lot, and then people just don't worry about it. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's fine. He's got like 11 assists. It's like, all right, but can we have 14 points and 11 assists? You know, so.
Right. Your concern is Kyle Lowry?
A little bit, yeah. After watching the playoffs for the last 5 years, I am a little bit concerned about playoff Kyle Lowry.
I mean, but he wasn't the problem last year.
Yeah, he had tell you that. He had like 5 points in game four.
Yeah, he kind of was.
5 total points.
Yeah, but game four was everyone was – that was they lost by like 70 points.
Yeah, but you see your best
– He scored all five points.
Yeah, all right. It did feel like that. You're right, actually.
Last year, we had DeMar. We're not going to win a lot of things, right? So it's like this year, don't worry about
it. I won't stand for this to turn into a DeMar slander pod.
Guys, welcome to the
panel.
The roast of DeMar DeRozan. Here comes Pam Anderson. Okay. All right. Let's do a little audience participation by a round of applause with the over-under. At a 7, are you confident going into the playoffs? Over 7? Make some noise. Under 7. That sounds good.
Wow. Wow.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
It's almost like it's a room of Raptors fans.
Oh. But we're in Boston, so it's weird. I don't know. Okay, well, I guess the big question going into the off season is obviously, where's the man going?
Marcus Smart's player option.
Yeah. There's no way he's turning that down. So, in your gut, obviously, none of us know. No one has any clue. But in your gut, I guess the question is, how far do you think the Raptors have to go in the playoffs for there to be a chance for Kawhi Leonard to stay? You and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. We both say at least the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. But then even if they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, we think that's still good.
Yeah.
Right?
I just had a kid here. Everyone that comes to Toronto just has a kid.
Has a kid, sure.
Yo, Masai's poking holes in the condoms. Let's spread that rumor right now.
Yeah. So it's the Eastern Conference Finals. And then I guess we should set that as the bar. Say they make the Eastern Conference Finals, win or lose. What is your gut? We'll go again with a 1-10 ranking that he stays.
Me first?
Yeah. Or no, not 1-10. Percentage out of 100.
Buddy, it's so much math already.
Listen,
on top of this.
Listen. I'm trying to come on.
Percentage wise?
Yeah. If they make the Eastern Conference Finals, win or lose.
88%.
That he stays.
Yes.
Look at this shit.
88.
All right. Okay. I was gonna say 50, but 88's way better. So we'll go with yours. Will Lou?
What's the question? We're talking about where Kawhi's kid was actually born.
Oh, what is his?
I thought it was American. Does anyone know?
I thought the kid was born
it's
here.
Canadian?
Okay. Yeah, the kid was born here?
Yeah. No, Lewis was whispering in my ear. Lewis was like, yeah, they drove down to Detroit to have that baby. And I was like, what? Why?
Canada
we got good healthcare.
More ammo, right? Yeah.
Yo, for real.
Buffalo is nasty.
People do that.
Guys.
It's awful.
I like that a lot. All right. Okay. So wait, who do we? Well, Lewis, we'll start with you. Percentage if the Raptors make the Eastern Conference Finals, win or lose, what do you think?
It's hundreds. His kid's Canadian. That's like,
that is nice. All right,
done deal.
But for real, like you know, the New Balance shoes with the Raptor logo, him talking up the Alex McKechnie thing, like it's like 40%.
I agree with you. 40%. I honestly think it's if he wants to go back home. There's nothing anyone can ever do about that. And I actually kind of respect that. If he's like, I'm going home, I'm leaving money on the table, I'd be like, no, it's pretty cool, dude. That's fine. But other than that...
You're not going to say that after that we lose in the Eastern Conference. I respect whatever your decision is, Kawhi.
Buddy, we got Pascal Siakam for the
run
next...
Run it back with Marc Gasol, Pascal.
But I think if it's... That's the only thing, is Los Angeles, if he wants to go home, cool. But otherwise, I think it's 50-50. And you're saying 40%?
Yeah, I mean, all the side stuff, like the house...
the mansion in San Diego or whatever. And yeah, I mean, he's one here, and like his shoes that I mentioned, like I think all of that stuff is kind of secondary. It doesn't super matter. Seems like he's happy here.
Are the shoes for sale yet? Does anyone know?
No, you still can't buy these shoes. Dropping colorways to see what works. He's just teasing us, and they look good.
Everyone go retweet the Raptors one, then. I think that's the only way we get them to stay.
It's because they got
to
reopen a factory for New Balance. They're just like, we have not made shoes in 20 years, guys. We're fucking, I didn't know we had to actually do this. We didn't think he was really going to sign. So
yeah, I got to stand. I already bought a pair for Kawhi. All right, Kawhi, yeah, please stay, because I bought these X90s. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get those from SVP Sports?
I 100% got them for SVP. $50 bucks.
Black ones, buddy. Yeah, of course. Bottom. Yeah, I know. I know what's up.
Nice, shout nice. Real. That's real. That's real. Were you just there?
Yeah, but yes,
you said you were coming from Queen West.
Black ones, I swear to God.
Yo,
it's a good deal, man.
When you thought about buying New Balance, did Kawhi's face appear in your head? You're like,
I literally didn't buy them because I'm like, if he stays, I'll buy them.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not walking around with New Balance because Kawhi Leonard's not on.
All right, that's fair. I might have jumped the gun. I might have jumped the gun from that perspective.
Now, that'd be better than burning a jersey. Everyone burns New Balance shoes if he leaves, right? Okay. Never mind. That's fine.
You know what the environment is like right now? You're going to burn
the shoes. Shoes. Did we finish? Lewis? No, Tim, did you answer? Did we?
I think? I'll give
Eastern Conference Finals, percentage out of 100.
I'll give it like 65, 70.
Okay.
I think he's happy here.
I honestly think it's 50-50. I think it's 50-50.
That's the like, rational thing to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but like at the beginning of the season,
pick
I was like,
lane,
no.
You coward.
Thing. Like, no, because I think it's 50-50 Toronto or Los Angeles. But again, if he wants to go home, they couldn't do anything about that ever. I don't think he's going to go to the Knicks or like.
Is there any other team you think he would go to?
No, I think that's just it.
No.
Yeah. I think it probably depends on what the Clippers get too, right? Because if the Clippers is like, hey, man, we got Lou Williams. And we got Montrezl Harrell. I'll teach you how to spell his first name when you come here. And we got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'll teach you how to spell his name. Like, no. Kawhi's probably not saying yes.
Shai's from Hamilton, so let's.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Shout out Shai. Shout out Shai.
Anyway.
Shout out Hamilton as well. Shout out McMaster University at least. But yeah, I mean, I feel like the Clippers they gotta bring someone in. They got like two max cap spots.
Yeah,
they can't just be like come here to sign with Doc Rivers. Like, no, who cares?
Yeah, if he goes there, who's going with him? Who's the other max guy?
You know what might actually work in the favor of the Raptors in this situation? How aside from Siakam, how wonky the young guys have been. And you're going to go to the Clippers now, which is a team of all young guys. So it's all of those guys that would show up for one game, disappear for three, and that's what you're going to stake the next 5 years of your career to. That might actually work out in the favor of the Raptors, the fact that their bench has actually been kind of wretched.
Norm Powell has been the biggest selling point all along.
He found his way in.
He looked great against Miami, though. So, you know, springtime's here.
No, he should have waited until the playoffs, because now he's going to be terrible for 10 games.
Okay, well, next topic or whatever thought, speaking of Pascal Siakam, that is kind of like, I feel like the silver lining now. If Kawhi Leonard leaves, you're just like, buddy, we got our franchise here anyway. But what do you guys think, or we'll start again, sorry, you and I, his ceiling, is he an eventually in like 2 years a franchise NBA player?
It's going to be the logo of the...
Okay. Fair. Yeah, cool. I'm down with that.
Yeah, man. I think it's...
Can he be a number one player in 2 to 3 years?
Yes.
I like it. Done. That's the answer. Okay. Why do you say yes?
Because he's fucking awesome. And I'm a, like, dirty homer. That's why.
Yeah. I think that holds up in any court. Yeah. So let's... Let's go back to you guys. Pascal Siakam, obviously, he is the most improved player, is he not?
Yeah, he should be.
Only because the D'Angelo Russell thing, like, D'Angelo Russell was already good.
Supposed to be good.
How many points did he pretty good. Score on his birthday?
I don't know.
Some of the arguments for D'Angelo Russell are so ridiculous. Like, it has nothing to do with improvement. He's the most improved. Of course he's the most improved.
Pascal Siakam is. Yeah. Right.
Of course.
Right. Okay. So, what was the question I asked?
I don't know. You asked it.
Yeah. I guess where is the ceiling? Do you guys think say 2 to 3, like, 3 years,
Kawhi
3 years max?
Are we okay with Pascal being the guy?
What's okay? Like, as good as they are?
Is he a franchise player?
Can you build around him fast?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think he's really good, but he has a lot of people who shore up the like, little weaknesses in his game right now, like a lot of smart veteran guys. And that's not a knock on him. Like, he's been amazing at maximizing that. But I think the Raptors have seen a lot of those like B-plus players kind of get built around them. And I mean, like, it's fine, and they'll make the playoffs, and they'll flame out in the first round. And you can sort of do that and try to build around him. But no, I don't think he's the guy that you're going to, like, park the ship and like, staff it just for him. I think you still got to find the next guy.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you park the ship, right?
Look, I agree with you, right? Like, you're not going to see it, like... What's that? All right.
Someone ordered a three more?
This is what happens when you don't pay for Spotify. Right? Yeah.
Chicken wings? Yeah. Anyone get chicken wings?
Oh, sorry. It's a, love it.
Nothing, man.
All right.
That's sober, baby. That's
what was I going to say? Look, Pascal's great, but you know what I mean? You realistically look around the league, like, non-shooters, you just can't really build an entire offense around that, and that's, like, just what it is. But I don't think that you have to answer that question, right? Like, regardless of what happens with Kawhi, if Kawhi leaves, you're still going to – the Raptors are still going to re-sign Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And then what the Raptors will do is probably look to flip, like, Marc Gasol on an expiring deal or Kyle Lowry on an expiring deal, maybe Serge Ibaka on an expiring deal. Please don't trade Serge Ibaka. He's been so good, all right? But you know, if you have to, I mean, it's a logical choice, but you're probably still going to keep Siakam regardless. So we don't really have to answer that question right now. We'll probably give him a test run next year if Kawhi leaves. And if Kawhi doesn't leave, then everyone just runs it back.
Yeah, Siakam and Giannis are going to be dope.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Can I ask why everyone says Giannis is...
It's Masai, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Masai and Mama Land on Lansdowne.
Oh, okay.
Not even a good restaurant. I've been there. It was not good. Service was terrible.
Okay.
Legit took like 45 minutes.
That, OG Anunoby. Can he do what Pascal Siakam did this year?
Basically, can he take the steps that we saw Pascal take? Can OG do a similar thing?
Let's put it to the crowd. Let's put it to the crowd first. First of all, that's okay. So that's the question: can OG Anunoby make the strides that Pascal Siakam did this year, next year? Round of applause. Who thinks yes? Oh, God, jeez. That's OG in the corner by himself, actually.
OG's here.
And I guess the nose makes some noise. Slow, condescending golf claps. Like, get the fuck.
Just a very sad clap. Like, yeah, you're right. We don't think that much of OG.
All right. Well, I guess you guys are going to say no, too?
Yeah, probably. It's because the framework from which Siakam developed, he had the harder skills there, like the fluidity of his athleticism.
He couldn't dribble last
vision,
year.
His like thinking of the game was way ahead of where OG's is, and that stuff doesn't come in 1 year. Like, OG could very well develop really far, really high, but sort of his athleticism isn't quite at the point it needs to be, let alone his skills. So,
I think the thing is last year Pascal and OG weren't this far apart. But this year, it's night and day, right?
Also, OG's younger, too.
But that's the question, right? Can he get there?
Eventually, maybe.
Oh, that was a goddamn question, Lewis.
Not next year, though. Okay.
You're right, not next year.
His ceiling is probably a little bit below where Pascal is right now. And that's, like, for his whole career, I would say.
But did we think Pascal's ceiling was as high?
No.
Absolutely not.
Who thought that? So, but then how could you say that OG is... His ceiling's lower.
Because you're asking me to say something, dude. I don't know. I'm on this panel.
Look, this is what you got to do with OG, okay? You got to teach him how to be coordinated. Because right now he kind of plays basketball like a drunk person, like walking the straight line on a mat, you know, like scan, whatever those things are called. I don't drive or drink. Actually, I do drink, but I don't drive.
That's a goddamn lie.
I definitely just drank, but I will not drive tonight or in the future. But don't drink and drive, people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No, but seriously, no. OG, he's not as coordinated, right? Like, you look at Pascal, he's doing these spin moves. It's like, you know, he's got great balance, he's got great touch. And, you know, it's not the same with OG. OG tries a spin move, but it gets blocked.
Big time.
And he's turning it over. Mm-hmm. And he's not dribbling the ball really well.
Spin move last year. Like, the man could not dribble last year.
Yes, he could.
Not really.
Man, Siakam ran pick and rolls, like, 8 times last year, and they were all very successful.
Did you say Raptors, 8 times?
Yeah, it's great.
And the number? You told me 8 times in a full season?
It was rare.
But that's the example. You can 8 times he did some shit.
It was rare but very successful, and people wanted it to happen more, and it happened more, and look where he is. Whereas OG has run the pick and roll. He ran it in summer league. They were like, this guy, we're going to make him number one, and his turnover rate was ridiculous.
He sounds like it's Nick Nurse's fault is what you're telling me.
Yo, Nick Nurse Nick Nurse taking over for Coach of the Year and then coaching summer league is wild. Yeah, that's wild. That's an Asian level work ethic right there. I would never do that.
Siakam had room to grow into last year, a role to grow into. He was overqualified. Whereas OG is just not overqualified for his role right now.
I don't see that though. You know what? Like, I didn't see like that Pascal was overqualified last year. But I also, you count pick and rolls and shit, so you would see.
But I mean, you also look at, I mean, how rare what Siakam did is too, right? And that's the thing that I think makes him such a standout. Like, OG, let's say he gets, I don't know, like Siakam was last year. You know, he gets to the point where he comes in off the bench, he has a defined role, whatever that is, doesn't have to be the same role. I think that's actually a pretty big success story considering the fact that he was a, like, very well hidden fifth starter last season, mm-hmm. a very exposed like seventh, eighth guy this year. If you can get to that point where you can throw him into a game and get 20 minutes out of him where he's a net positive basically every game, I mean, it's not where Siakam's at, but I think, I mean, maybe you're happy with that. Like, is that, I don't know.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Very well said. Tim wraps it up.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
I parked the ship.
Park the ship.
Parallel park that ship, man. That's
better
sick.
Believe it.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.